From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at...
3 a.m.?
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations fully activate their teams, driving both engagement and performance. If you've listened to me before, then you know that I prioritize priorities. Because as the saying goes, when everything is a priority, then nothing is a priority. But also if you've listened to me before, then you'll know that I live in the real world. And I understand that sometimes even the best advice feels a little out of reach in certain seasons, like, I don't know, maybe the very end of a very chaotic year. So many people around me are super overwhelmed right now. They're trying to get 1,000,004 things done before the year closes out. And they're saying things like, I know I need to prioritize and I will, but I just have to power through this season and then I'll be ready. So I say, okay. I wish you weren't juggling so many things at once, but if juggling is really your only option, then let's talk about some ways you might navigate that in a way that will leave you unbruised for the holidays. First, know what you can drop. Okay, you've got a lot of balls in the air, and of course we hope not a single one drops, but as a safety measure, start by assessing all of them, and then determine if one just had to drop, which would cause the least damage. The other day, I was carrying too much. Like, this is not a metaphor. I literally just had too many things that I was trying to move from my office into my bag. I think I had 4 books, a journal, my wallet, and my laptop. Go ahead. Guess what happened? Yes, I dropped everything, including my laptop. Now, thank goodness for insurance, but here's the point. What I should have done is look at everything and determine that the laptop was the one thing in there I could not drop. And as dexterous as I am, which, by the way, I am not, I should have made a separate trip for that one. The stakes were too high. Some things are too valuable to let slip, and knowing ahead of time lets you treat them as such. So now it's your turn. I know, everything you're carrying is important, but do you know which are most breakable and which can withstand a fall? Which of your projects has the highest stakes? Which will impact a customer versus just have an internal impact? Which of your projects has collaborators that you might lean on versus which ones require only you? Which has an impact on dollars and cents versus the ones that are more subjective in their impacts? I know you want to be a hero, but even Superman knows who to save first from the burning building, just in case he's slower than expected that day.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Next, parallel path instead of multitasking. Multitasking has gotten a bad name. It implies distraction, less than complete focus. But parallel pathing? It's a more strategic version. It's not literally doing two things at once, like sitting in a meeting while responding to email, but it's taking two things that should happen in sequence and not letting one hold up the other. Okay, so here's an example. I always do some discovery work with a client before I build a leadership development program or a workshop. This way, I am fully informed about what they need, where they're starting, and what outcomes are most critical for them to achieve. With the outcomes of discovery in hand, I then begin to build the program. This, of course, is ideal. Now, the entire process of designing a customer leadership program can easily take 6 to 8 weeks. So when a client calls and needs it done in 4, oh boy. But I can make it happen. It just requires that I do some parallel pathing. In these cases, I begin my discovery, and as individual insights begin to emerge, I also start to build the program. Rather than wait until all background discovery is done to move on to the program building, the two actions run concurrently. I'm not multitasking, like I'm not literally designing the program during a discovery call, but I'm not letting one hold up the other. As you look at the priorities flying overhead, is there anything you can parallel path to gain some efficiency? Like maybe you're on the hook to redesign a key process to better serve your customers, and you've sent out a customer feedback survey which customers have 4 weeks to complete. Rather than waiting for the survey to close, can you start pulling out insights as they eke in? The magic of parallel pathing is that we're always able to maintain progress, because sometimes when we wait too long, it's the inertia that causes the ball to drop. So take small steps each day on anything that matters and keep things in action. And finally, find ways to always be up to date. Know the worst feeling of all? Jumping through hoops to keep a ball in the air, only to learn later that the ball has changed or is no longer that important. Don't rely on your weekly 1-hour team meeting to know the current status of things, because priorities are constantly changing these days. Can you do a quick email with your boss at the end of each day just to confirm you're still juggling the right balls? Can you have an open Slack with your teammates so as soon as one of you catches wind of a shift, you can instantly share with each other? Or can you set up a Google alert to keep you posted of happenings in the market that might impact the importance or direction of all the things you've got in the air? I was meeting a friend for dinner the other night. She's a copywriter, and she had delayed our meeting time by an hour as she absolutely had to finish writing copy for this product launch. When we finally met, she was pretty frazzled, but proud she had gotten it done. She texted me the next morning to say the launch had been postponed. Her deadline was no longer relevant. It would have taken someone 10 seconds to update her. Checking in with others may not be one of the balls in your circus act explicitly, but by doing so, you could be saving yourself time, effort, and stress to maintain the ones that are. So these are some of the strategies I use when juggling is the only option. Do you have others that work for you? Shoot me a note and let me know. I'm always up for expanding my collection of wisdom. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization could use a boost of activation. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcasts is Brannon Getchess. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.